T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Raj just got taken deep by the Braves. Number 42. Boy, that guy's been doing everything today.
What happened?
Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson day joke. Everyone's wearing number 42.
Oh, okay. Didn't get it. I knew that, too. I watched this morning.
I knew you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Marlins are leading 3-2. He just got taken deep. T-Raj was throwing a gem today. Solana, he was dealing today.
T-Raj had it going on today, hitting the corners.
Mm-hmm. Was that Acuna that hit that home run? I think that was Acuna, wasn't it?
Is he short, very excited, and has little dreads?
Those dreads? That's kind of a puffy do.
Braids, dreads, I don't know what they are.
Well, Marlins are leading 3-2. Marlins are leading 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. The Marlins are hot. I'm going to get everybody the code word here in a second. Marlins are hot. The Heat are not. That's my take on sports from yesterday and this afternoon. Here's the thing with the Heat. Phoenix is a really good team, and I said it yesterday. Phoenix just has their number. Okay, so you lose that game, fine, whatever. Second night of a back-to-back in Denver is almost an impossible victory. Almost impossible. Yeah. So they lost last night, and there you go. And it is what it is, and, get over yourselves.
I want to, Hawk, but when you're down by 20 and I have no reason to finish watching the game in the third quarter, that's what got me in those two games. If you're competing, okay. They didn't even compete in these last two games.
I feel you. I started the show. I looked down at my Twitter account. Zach Krantz's brother Josh had sent me a screenshot of the NBA standings, and it's the Knicks percentage points ahead of the Heat, and he just wrote, "Have a great show." So I get it. You know, he's banned now. He's banned from the show.
Josh?
Yeah, Josh, Zach, all of them.
The whole Krantz family, huh?
Ashley, yeah, Maddie.
Everybody.
Entire Krantz family, hey, banned.
You can't kick out Papa Krantz. Papa Krantz is my dude.
All right, I'll give you a pass on Papa Krantz, and that's it. That's the only Krantz.
I appreciate it.
Maybe
I
Barbara. Maybe Barbara Krantz. That's it.
Maybe Barbara.
Let me give you the code word here. I mean, no, don't send me the screenshot of the Knicks ahead of the Heat and say, have a nice show. No, sir. All right, let me give you the code word. We're giving away Joe's Dough on 560, Leroy's Loot, if you listen to us on 790. And tomorrow will be the last day of these code words for a little while, so try to get in on the winning. The word this hour is fun, F-U-N, fun. 72881 is the text number. Text the word FUN to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Just text the word FUN right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word FUN to 72881. I did stay up for the Heat game, the entire Heat game last night, because I was jacked up by the Marlins win, and then I flipped over to MLB Network, and I watched the White Sox throw a no-hitter, and for whatever reason, I love no-hitters in baseball. As much as I would love every game to be 15-10, there's still something about a no-hitter that I love, and so I watched the end of the White Sox game. That was a no-hitter, and so I was all fired up, and so I stayed up and watched the entire Heat game and really had no reason to stay up and watch the entire Heat game because they just weren't in it. What are you going to do?
Offense is terrible.
And I mean, you know, Denver's knocking down three-pointers, and I don't know. But again, I don't know. Mike Inglis is going to join us today. You know, I don't know if you just chalk up those two losses as, like, two inevitable losses. Like, you're just not going to win those games. Phoenix is really good, and they are really good against the Heat. We've seen that this season. And you cannot win in Denver on the second night of a back-to-back. Like, that's it.
I know, and you see the stats and all, but just being out-rebounded by, what, I think it was 10-10. They were just getting out-rebounded. Jokic just stood there and jumped over everybody. He just grabbed, like a kid, a high schooler playing with middle schoolers on the rim. That's what frustrates me, is when it just doesn't look like basketball I'm used to watching out of the Miami Heat.
Were you frustrated by it, Solana, or are you kind of like me where I'm like, those two games were just, those were not going to be dubs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super frustrated. I'm not going to overreact to last night because you're right. You don't win that game back-to-back, second night of a back-to-back in Denver. But I will say, this team goes on these stretches where they can't score the ball. And, like, you saw it in the first game against Phoenix. They come out hot in the first quarter. And then in the second and third quarters, they're laying duds. The same thing happened last night. You had to take advantage of a team that just lost their second-best player. They're missing a ball handler, and you just let Jokic do whatever he wanted.
He does that against like he does. That's why he's Jokic. He's able to impose himself on just about any team. It's why Minnesota tomorrow night is just what the doctor ordered. You got to go in and grab the dub tomorrow night and rest your starters for the entire fourth quarter.
I guess Jokic doing whatever he wanted when he wanted scares me for the Joel Embiids and the ADs and just the big men that are skilled that we have no answer for. Deadman winning last night. I don't know if Deadman's the answer. And somebody needs to tell him, don't wear bright shoes. You look ridiculous.
Did you see the very end of the game when Denver put Bol Bol in?
Yeah, I saw your text. By the time I clicked, I went back and turned the TV and I'm like, oh, Bol Bol, it was over.
Did you see it, Solana?
I didn't. I was knocked out by then. I didn't
Dude,
stay up.
Dude, he lit it up. I didn't know he was a point center. He brought the ball up. He hit floaters. He shot a three. It got blocked. But how do you block Bol Bol's three? But it got blocked. But oh no, did it get blocked? He got fouled. I think he got fouled because he ended up at the line. Bol Bol balled out for about 2 minutes at the end of last night's Heat game. I said, this guy, they shouldn't have given him up. Didn't they draft him?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, the Heat drafted him. They shouldn't have given him up. That guy, he's exactly what we need.
You know what? Bol Bol saw Jokic getting off and said, you know what? Let me get some of this.
Let me get some of this action. That's exactly what happened. He had nice little jumper working. He had ball handling skills. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. All right, before we get too caught up here, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
That was Ronald Acuna Jr., by the way, that hit that two-run bomb. So it's
somebody, by the way, suggesting that maybe the Heat should go to the triangle, you know, instead of the offense that they're running. Maybe they bring in Dada 5000 and they run the triangle.
Hey, I want to see it over what I've been seeing. Dribble around the perimeter, dribble around the perimeter, shoot up a wish.
Thing that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle, the pyramids, the triangle. You look on your money, the triangle, the Bermuda, the triangle.
Yeah, no, I agree with Dada 5000.
Was it Pat that ran the triangle?
No, it was Phil Jackson that ran the triangle. Yeah.
Him and Dan Tony, I believe.
So that Marlins game right now, 3-2, the Marlins still have the lead. And you were right. It was Ronald Acuna Jr. wearing number 42, Hawk, as everybody else is wearing today.
Somebody else points out on the text machine, Bol Bol only has about 2 minutes, though. Any more minutes, he'd lose too much weight. He'd be out for a month.
And his knees will buckle.
I like He is gawky looking. He is gawky.
I like me a knock-kneed athlete, but they're not very consistent now.
He is knock-kneed. You are right.
Wally's at the plate right now. Top of the sixth inning. T-Rodge got out of that inning. Marlins up 3-2. Today was a 12.
People call Chad Wallach Wally?
Wally, yeah.
They do? All right. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
3-2 right now. Yesterday, the Marlins won 6-5 in extras. By the way, the final score of the Heat game, 123-106. That's their second straight loss, as Hawk mentioned. And they'll play again tomorrow against Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, just an awful, awful team. They should beat up on this team. All the starters should be out in the fourth quarter. And that's what I anticipate happening.
That doesn't happen with the Heat. I can pretty much guarantee all the starters will not be out in the fourth quarter because they don't blow anybody out.
But, I mean, if you're going to, this is the team to do it against. Is this the worst team in basketball or just the West? I got to look at their record.
I think this is Minnesota, the worst team in basketball.
Yeah. You are playing the Washington Generals. You have to be able to rest your starters come the fourth quarter.
I know one thing. If Anthony Edwards comes down that lane, they better get the hell out the way.
The Panthers, they're on the ice tonight. They play the Tampa Bay Lightning, first of two straight in Tampa. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop.
Very excited about that. We'll talk with Doug Plagans later on this afternoon. You can hear that game on 560 QAM, of course.
I'm sure you guys saw this. LaMarcus Aldridge, he abruptly retired from the NBA this morning. He announced on Twitter he was experiencing an irregular heartbeat during his final appearance with the Brooklyn Nets, and he was scared. He was scared for his life and put family and his health first.
Yeah, I never understand the athletes that I guess younger athletes I understand, you know, even when facing medical potential medical problems, they still feel invincible. I applaud LaMarcus for that. Like if you're scared of your health and you've got all the money that you need, go relax.
Hawk, remember with Bosch? He was going to get second, third, and fourth opinions.
I know. I didn't understand it. I know. And we said it a million times over because not only did he have money, he had rings. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He had all-star appearances, double digits. Like, I didn't understand it. So many young kids, didn't understand it. But you see that over and over again.
I've worked since I was 4 to be one of the best athletes in the world, and now it's nothing. I'm just a stay-at-home dad. That's tough, bro. That is a tough transition.
I know. But if you're scared out there, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge said, I was scared during the game, then, it's a no-brainer.
Oh, no, yeah. Like, a potential of death, there's no athletic achievement in the world that's worth that now, let's be honest.
Now, will he get a share of, NBA championship winnings if Brooklyn wins, and will he get a ring? I mean, how many games was he with them for, Solana?
Maybe six games.
Six.
Yeah. He gets a ring.
I think he does.
I think he
gets a prorated share. Yeah. Yeah. He'll get a prorated share.
Are you going to give him a little piece of the ring? A little ring nugget?
He's going to get a full ring, but he's going to get about $36 in a check.
I got you.
Some Inter Miami news. Their head coach, manager, Phil Neville, he announced that the team has a new captain. However, he wouldn't tell us who the captain was. He says he'll reveal the new captain tomorrow or Saturday. Remember, Inter Miami opens their second ever MLS season on Sunday. They host the LA Galaxy in Fort Lauderdale.
It's like a bad radio tease by Phil Neville. It's like when I say, coming up, I'll let you know how many Stuckies there are across the U.S. Like, really? Anyone sticking around for that? People sticking around for who the captain is? I mean, what are we doing?
I was going to ask because I'm not the most versed soccer, fan. Like, does that mean more in soccer than anywhere else? Because the captain means nothing.
No, captain's a big deal on a pitch. Huge deal. He's the only one who can is supposed to argue with the ref. Captain's a big deal on the pitch.
But no, my point was, like, the tease of it. Like, I'll just find out when I find out. There's no benefit to me finding out tomorrow or Saturday. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be caller one with who the captain is. So I don't understand the tease portion of it.
I'm with you. I don't know what Phil Neville is doing here. Just
right,
tell us
that's what I'm saying. It's a bad radio tease. Yeah. I've done plenty of them. I'm criticizing them, but I'm also guilty of it. I do bad radio teases all the time. I tell you what's coming up, and there's no real reason that you should stick around for it. So I think it was just a moment where I felt a little camaraderie with Phil Neville. He has to go back to his office and go, why didn't I just say who the captain was? What am I doing? Now I've made this a big deal. I didn't want this to be this big a deal.
I'm not sleeping tonight. I need to find out. Like what,
yeah, I mean, what am I missing?
Let's get to weather from the Ectrogen Weather Center.
I feel you, Phil.
I'll have your weather coming up at 3 p.m.
Call David Beckham.
That is your weather.
All right, very good. Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat. Boy, he must. I didn't listen to the radio broadcast the last two nights, but he must have been hot because he gets hot, man. Yeah. He's got no. He's just got no patience for stuff like that. So, Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Heat, is going to join us here in a moment. Now, I've been saying this on the radio. I wish I had something like Keeps available to me when I was losing my hair, when I started losing my hair, and it's too late for me. I know that. But if you're listening, you're losing your hair, it's not too late for you. Keeps is made for you. 2 out of 3 men are going to experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. So Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. You know, there's 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers both of them. It'll start with a convenient virtual doctor consultation. You don't have to go to an office. You do it right there in the comfort of your home. And then the medications will be delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. It's sent in discreet packaging. And by the way, it's proven results. Go look online. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of their competitors. This is all low cost. Treatments start at just $10 per month. Keeps offers generic versions as well. Prevention is the key. So if you're starting to lose your hair, start with Keeps now. Like I said, I wish it was available when I was losing my hair. So if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/hawk. Receive 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS, keeps.com/hawk, H-O-C-H, and receive 50% off your first order. You could do that right now. Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/hawk, H-O-C-H. Mike Inglis joins us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy's deep in the corner. Now, what's he doing there by himself? Oh, he's going to kick that ball out to Duncan Robinson looking for a grand shot. Oh, my gosh, he got a 3.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm sorry, but this is not Mike Inglis-style music. I mean, what are we doing here? Mike Inglis likes some guitars and drums. This sounds like a duck or something. What is that? Quackity quack 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 quack. I mean, Mike Inglis he sidles up to the bar with a frosty mug, a plate of haggis, some George Thorogood or something. I mean, what are we doing here?
Might have walked down Ocean Drive once or twice and heard some old music and snuck on in there. You never know.
Yeah, and he said, I don't like these quacking ducks. I want some rock and roll music. You have anything better that you can introduce Mike Inglis with, Solana?
I guess, but you don't think Mike Inglis likes some freestyle? You don't think he's...
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Solana, he eats haggis.
Yeah, like he's a man.
Yeah.
He's... Picture Mike Inglis listening to this. Are you going to turn this damn song off or are you going to play the whole song?
I could picture Mike fighting a bear over listening to that song at his house.
Thought it might grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to play anything else or should I just bring Mike on?
I'm looking, but I don't know what kind of song you're looking
for. Oh, for the love of God. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I mean, Mike Inglis, I guarantee you is already in a bad mood because of the last two Heat games. And now you introduce him with the, you know, quacking ducks. I don't understand. Mike, I just want to apologize. Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you something. I would beat the daylights out of a bear if it introduced me to that music.
And I can see it.
I mean, you got to know your guests, Solana. I mean, what are you doing? You don't want Mike to be in a sour mood, and you're playing, you know.
Just one time some bagpipes or something.
Yeah,
like, you know?
A little in a big country. Play some big country for Mike. I mean, come on. Because here's the thing. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
When you're calling a West Coast game, when the Heat are on a West Coast trip, but you're on the road with them, it's 7 o'clock your time when you're calling. It doesn't matter what time it is back home. You know, so yeah, you're going to have dinner after the game. It's a typical night. But when you're calling a game like Denver or the night before Phoenix and you're doing it from Miami because you guys aren't traveling because of COVID, that's a late night. You're not getting you're not getting on the air till 10 o'clock. And so I know you're the broadcaster, but were the last two nights worth staying up for?
Yeah, each first quarter was. Unfortunately, it's a four-quarter game. you know, it happens. I'm not going to make excuses. I mean, obviously, Miami played real well in the first quarters of those last two losses and played outstanding in Portland. That's why these last two games were a little bit shocking to the system, especially when you get off to such good starts, and then all of a sudden, the second, third, and fourth quarters are like, what the hell happened? I mean, you know, what's going on? And they've got to fix it. They'll fix it. But the race is so close in the East and even in the West that you lose a couple of games in a row, like we saw the other night, and you drop all the way down into the play-in part of the playoffs. But there's still a lot of time left.
And Mike, I'm with you. There's no reason to panic about the, you know, about the record or about two losses in a row. But this offense, Mike, this offense is getting to me. It just seems like I don't know if they run out of plays or the players get figured out. I call it X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. What's going on with this Miami offense?
Well, I'll tell you, part of the problem the last couple of games is, again, you know, no Victor Oladipo. Last night, no Goran Dragic, which really has not helped. In particular, I look at the last two games, and the bench has really had a problem for Miami. It just can't have the starting five doing all the scoring. You got to get some bench points. I mean, the other night in Phoenix, they got destroyed with the bench scoring by the Suns. And you know, I think Bam had six shots in this game. In that game last night, in the first quarter, he'd already passed that. He wound up putting it up 16 times, and you saw he got the 21 points. But the bench had 34 points, but it's sort of misleading because they had so many players that eventually come in and, you know, some mop-up time. We got to see Strus a little bit, got to see Vincent a little bit. But again, without having Goran Dragic and having Tyler be the Tyler that we've seen for the last little while, you know, Miami, they need bench scoring. They just can't have the starters doing it. I mean, the last game, Tyler had, what, at 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 of 10 shooting, 1 of 5 trace. That's not Tyler-type stuff. But again, don't panic. Everybody goes through it. I mean, it just happens that way, but they'll get it get their act together. I promise you that.
That's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. I said, you know, if you looked at the schedule, Phoenix, we know, has Miami's number. We've seen it a couple times this season, but they're a good team regardless. And no one wins on the second night of a back-to-back in Denver. No one wins on the second night of a back-to-back in Denver. So if you looked at the schedule, these were not going to be dubs, right? I mean, they just weren't.
Well, you always hope that you're going to get one out of the two at least. And it's always, as you mentioned, I can't remember what the statistics are, but it's astronomical at how many teams lose in Denver on the back-to-back, you know, whether you're going east to west, west to east. You know, for Miami, it was game number 3 on this road trip. And it's a tough place to play. And, hey, it's a damn good team, okay? Even without Jamal Murray, that team stepped up for Mike Malone, their coach. Like he said, you know what, I don't want any of these players thinking they got to duplicate what Jamal was doing. I mean, you know, he's a star. He says, just be your best self and put it together, play a little harder, what have you, and let's see what happens. And, you know, last night it was sensational for them. You know, when they had the Joker playing as well as he did, another triple-double. And, again, Miami just didn't have enough punch off the bench at the right time.
And you speak about the Joker last night, and he's in the MVP race. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a monster. Oh. We all know that. But even the game before with Ayton, you know, Ayton had a double-double. I think he had 13, 15 rebounds, somewhere around there. Like, can that be addressed? Because we get killed on the offensive boards and we get killed on the boards, period. In these last two games, I think we got out-rebounded by 10-plus in both games.
Yeah, the rebounding has been a problem. There's no doubt about that. It has to be a gang situation for Miami, whether it's Ariza and Butler and Bam up front. I mean, Duncan Robinson's been doing a nice job rebounding in just about four ball game, and even Kendrick Nunn's getting at least three a ball game. But I think you're probably going to see – now, this is just me thinking this right now. I think you're probably going to see maybe Dwayne Dedmon get a little bit of a crack in there. He looked really, really good in the few minutes that he played last night, and which was a sort of strange all of a sudden, bang, he's in there, and he's getting more rebounds than a bunch of the other players that played a lot of minutes. But, again, he was only got a few minutes to play. So I think it's going to come around. But for Miami, they don't have that one definitive go-to guy to get rebounds. That's not the way they're built. And so it has to be a gang situation. Everybody's got to get involved, whether it's the point guards, the forwards, what have you. And, again, it will come around. It really will come around. But it hurts when it's happening like this, especially after that game in Portland. Boy, I'll tell you, when they won that one and the way they won it, I thought, oh, this is going to be one heck of a good road trip with the way they're playing right now. And then they ran into a couple of buzzsaws.
Right, but the good news is they've got Minnesota tomorrow, and they should beat up on them, and we'll all forget about what happened there. Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat, is with us. You think I'm jumping the gun there? That's a bad team. Well, they should beat up. I said earlier, every Heat starter should be resting in the fourth quarter tomorrow night.
Yeah, I would hope for the right reason. Not because
right.
You're getting blown
for the
out.
Right
I
reason.
Hope for the right reason. Yes, rest for the right reason. But I would expect Karl-Anthony Towns to be back in that lineup tomorrow, too. He's missed the last couple of games personal reasons, but he's a big, big problem, obviously. And you got that great sensational rookie in Anthony Edwards. Boy, watching that kid play, it's like a highlight reel just about every single night. It's going to be a tough test, but, hey, you want to win that one, go home. Did you got back-to-back games again when you get home? Against Brooklyn and then against Houston. So you can't afford too much of a slide because you want to stay up in the top six in the Eastern Conference.
Solana, where's the song?
Everybody's doing the fish.
Starling Marte just hit a home run.
Everybody's doing the fish.
He's asleep at the wheel. Yeah. See, Mike, when the Marlins have a game while we're on the air, we don't want people to tune away and listen to the Marlins game, so we play a song if the Marlins score a run, and that way it doesn't matter what we're doing, that way listeners know. But if Solana doesn't fire off the song, no one knows!
Well, I was wondering, I was looking at my phone, did we just get off the air there?
Oh, that's the that was Starling Marte. Now, while Mike had been speaking earlier, the Braves took a 5-3 lead over the Marlins. Oh. It's the top of the seventh, and Starling Marte just hit a home run. So it's 5-4 Atlanta right now, leading the Marlins, 5-4.
Well, hopefully the Marlins get a few more runs here.
Yes, that would be nice. Mike Inglis, the radio voice, Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat, is with us. Speaking of getting just a couple of minutes like Dedmon and making the most of it, this bowl last night, the last couple of minutes, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Dude was a ball handler, had a nice little floater. He looked good.
Did you not think what I'm thinking in my head when I hope he doesn't break? You know, I mean, my forearms are bigger than his legs. I'm thinking, wow. I mean, he looks so much like his dad, but the guy's got some skill, and obviously he's a fan favorite. You know, I mean, he's a fan favorite because he is so lanky and got up and down the floor, and he did a nice job when he was in there.
Yeah, but he's knock-kneed, Mike. There's no great knock-kneed athletes, Mike. I can't think of not one.
I totally agree with you, and I'll tell you what, to give you an example, and not necessarily being knock-kneed, and I'm trying to think of his name now, Porzingis, who is now with Dallas. When I watched his gait when he first came into the league, and you being a former professional athlete, Hawk, knowing about
20 years of radio, no one's ever said that and directed it at me.
I figured I'd give you a little bit of an oomph there for yourself in case someone doesn't know who you are and think that you've been a former pro athlete. But you know what? No matter what sport, and you know their crowd, it's one of the situations to watch a guy run up and down the floor. When I first saw him, I thought, man, I think that guy's going to have some knee problems. And right away, obviously, he got knee problems right away. Now, whether it's from his gait or but I think the pounding when the legs are, like you said, a little knock-kneed or a little different, I think they wind up getting some injuries. And so you just keep your fingers crossed for guys that are like that.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that watching Bol Bol last night. But he impressed me with the couple minutes that he was out there. Yeah.
Well, he was the exact opposite. He was the exact opposite of my history, my science teacher was back in high school, who played for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he had bowl legs where I'm telling you, he could stand in front of a bus and it wouldn't hit him. The bus would go right between the legs. They were bent over so much it was scary. But he's the exact opposite Bol Bol last night. But it reminded me of my old teacher.
the opposite was knock-kneed when they come in, Mike, is bow-legged. And that's a country term, bow-legged when they go out.
You got that right. Bow-legged. Big, big bow-legged. Big bow-legged.
Mike English, radio voice for the Miami Heat Basketball Network. You'll hear him tomorrow night, Heat and Timberwolves. And you can hear it on 790 The Ticket. You have any rock and roll music that we can play Mike out with? Maybe cleanse his palate from the quacking ducks that he played when he came in?
Come on,
Solano. All right, The Clash. There you go, a little Clash. Is that good, Mike?
That's fine by me. I like that. That's
all
good stuff.
All right. So Solana, you remember that for next time?
I will. I'll bring you in with something better, Mike. You have my word.
All right.
I appreciate that very much.
All right. There you go. Mike English. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. You have a great day.
See you. Mike English there. Yeah. Don't embarrass me like that, Solano. Bring him in with that crazy freestyle. It's not for him. Know your audience. Save it for Will Manso.
Make us look bad.
On, make us look Mike good. English, man. Make us look good. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can.
Hock and Crowder.
I have a serious question here, Crowder. I don't know if you're an ice cream guy or not, or Solana, if you're an ice cream guy. I'm not I love ice cream, so I don't keep it in the house. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. If I have it in the house, then I'll just sit there and I'll eat it at night. But I was at, I don't know, Publix, Winn-Dixie the other day, and I decided, you know, I'm going to buy a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Just the flavor looked appealing to me, and I normally don't because I'll eat it.
Yeah.
So the little pint, you know what I'm talking about, a little pint.
A little tiny one, a little personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many sittings for you to knock down a pint?
two outs in a baseball game? What do you time?
Really? The whole pint? You'll knock it down in one sitting.
Oh yeah, 15 minutes, man. If it's what's that
I
called?
I could
Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, they got Cherry Garcia.
Oh my goodness, the Cherry Garcia. 5 minutes.
Wait, right? Like I could, but I don't allow myself. I have to make it at least 3 nights.
I have to,
and then I was wondering as I was putting it back in the freezer last night with just a nub of ice cream left because it was the second night. But, you know, mentally, I wanted to put it back in the freezer. There's just a little nub of ice cream in there. I was thinking to myself, do most guys just knock this thing down? Because I could easily finish that, in one sitting. What about you, Solana? You ever eat a pint of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. In college, I was putting down a pint a night. That's not an exaggeration. Like half-baked or Americone Dream, a pint a night.
That's what I had last night. I'd never had Americone Dream before.
So good.
And it looked appealing, and it was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah.
was unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But you eat the whole pint? I mean, in college, it's one thing because your metabolism is better. I mean, you're still in your 20s. I'm in my 50s. But your metabolism is better. You're going to be more active. And, you know, like I had just played an hour of basketball with my son. My wife and I had gone for over a 2-mile walk. And so I was like, okay, I can eat. But if I have this thing where I don't want to finish off a whole pint in one sitting.
It's actually good. The self-control of it is good. Like you said, you're sitting there looking at the ice cream, and you can put the top back on, control yourself, put it back in the freezer. That's awesome because to your love of my 600-pound life, those people do not have that self-control.
Well, they'll stop after the sixth pint. I mean, after the sixth pint, they're like, this is enough already. This is getting embarrassing.
You know what? And that to that same point, I think I go through that with bags of chips. Because I get the family size bag, and then I'll look down, and there'll be one corner left, and I'll be ashamed of myself. Like, damn, I just ate a whole family size bag of chips.
Because the serving sizes are ridiculous. Like, what adult could not sit down on the couch and eat a family size bag of Doritos? I mean, like every adult could knock that down easily. And again, so I just didn't know if I should feel bad about being able to eat a pint, or I should just go ahead and eat a pint of ice cream. Like, again, I haven't bought a pint of ice cream probably in over a year because if it's there, I'll eat it, and I don't want to. But I didn't know what your guys' standard MO was when it came to that.
I was saying, I think y'all hit it on the head, Hawk. This is my take on this situation. In college, you make fun of a guy that saves a pint of ice cream for 3 days.
Right.
Because you're young and, like you say, metabolism, and you're a man. As a grown-up, as a father, as a husband, it would be irresponsible to sit and eat a pint of ice cream every night because you know what that's going to do to the long-term health of you being there for your family. I might have got too deep there, but
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, you like ice cream? You have a little ice cream snack at night?
Yep. Love ice cream.
Yeah. So what about a pint? Do you ever sit down with a pint?
The individual ones? Yeah. I can take
that down. Like, you know, like a pint, like a Ben and Jerry's pint.
Oh, yeah. I can take that down.
Yeah. So what you got a go-to flavor, or you like them all?
I'm simple. I go for vanilla.
Yeah. Vanilla. Who doesn't like vanilla? Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you go Häagen-Dazs vanilla. I don't even think Ben & Jerry's makes a vanilla, but I understand what you're saying, Jimmy. You get like a vanilla going. Get a vanilla.
Jimmy, I will Venmo with cash, Tash Tab, whatever the hell y'all do. Get you a Cherry Garcia. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You ever had that, Jimmy? A little Cherry Garcia, Ben & Jerry's?
Never had one.
Never had a fish food? You ever heard of fish food?
Oh, goodness.
Actually, nope, never heard of that.
No, really?
No.
Solana, you want to take him to Publix? You want to take him on a little road trip?
Yeah, you should try the fish food, Jimmy. I think you'd like it.
All right. I love that Americone dream.
So good.
Oh, my God, that was good.
If you like,
all right.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Hawk, if you like Americone dream, you've got to try Caramel Cone from Häagen-Dazs. I think it's better. You got to try it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to get back into an ice cream thing, though. I don't. If I start having it in the house, I'll sit there. All I do is I think about it. It's all I do. I think about it. Oh, the ice cream is there. The ice cream is there. So I just keep it out of the house.
Not actually smart, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I should probably do that with my sleep gummies. All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got the next code word, your chance to win $1,000. Also, John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta will join us. 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got to go. Tony La Russa's picking me up.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.